Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It seems that discoveries of planets and other objects beyond our solar systems are increasing at a steady pace. Alice Quillen, associate professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Rochester, reveals the technique used to detect one of the more unusual objects to have been discovered.
In the past few years, hundreds of extrasolar planets have been discovered by searching for transits. A transit happens when a celestial body blocks or eclipses the light from a star. But a transit isn't always just a planet passing in front of a star. A planet could be part of a large ring system that is orbiting and eclipsing the star. A young star could be surrounded by a gas disk. Or a gas disk could be orbiting a star that is a member of a binary system. Because planets are small, they block less than 1% of the light from a star. But in the case of a ring system or a disk, both are much larger than a planet, the star could disappear completely during the eclipse. Instead of lasting for just a few hours, like a transit of the Sun by Venus or Mercury, an eclipse by a disk could last weeks or months. These are clues that let us figure out what is passing in front of a star many light years away from Earth. We searched hundreds of young stars in an archive containing millions of light curves. These are graphs of brightness as a function of time. We found a 30-day long and deep eclipse in the brightness of a young solar-type star that took place in 2007. In the deepest part of the eclipse, more than 90% of the starlight was missing. We suspect a dusty ring system orbiting a smaller body, such as a planet or a low-mass star, caused this eclipse. There are two other star systems that show eclipses by disks, and both are visible with the naked eye. By searching for dips in the brightness of more stars, we should discover more eclipsing disk or ring systems.
That was Alice Quillen of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. When the stars go blue.